Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, post-Passion 2011. And I don't know what we're going to title this podcast. I guess we'll decide some point during it or after. But Speechless would be a really good title because that's what I feel, and I think that's what a lot of us feel. A few days now on the backside of Passion 2011, just looking back and thinking, oh, my goodness, we have been at this for 15 years. I remember being at the first event, Passion 97, in Austin, Texas. I could tell you a couple of stories about those 4 days. 2,000 students rocked into town, and just some things that happened in my life that honestly haven't happened since then, some kind of supernatural things. And you know, we've experienced a lot on this Passion journey. One day, Memphis, Tennessee. Sherman, Passion 99 in Fort Worth, an incredibly special moment happened there. Hasn't happened two or three times in our lifetime of ministry. Just some amazing moments. I mean, Nashville, 2006, just amazing. Kampala, Paris. I mean, you just go down the list. And I remember walking out of Passion 2010 last year saying these words, and they were the dumbest words you can say, and you've heard me say them before, but I remember saying it's ridiculous and pointless to compare things in the kingdom. But I remember walking out having prefaced it with that statement saying, but I don't think Passion's ever done anything better. I don't think Passion's ever experienced 4 days better than Passion 2010 in Atlanta, Georgia last year. And we walked away. And if you told me after I made that statement, hey, Passion 2011 is going to absolutely blow your mind, and it's going to blow away every conception that you have of what Passion's ever been, I would have just looked at you and said, that's just not possible. And here we are. Welcome to the Passion Podcast post Passion 2011. And I'm telling you, wow, that's all I can say. Spirit-filled, Spirit-led, Spirit-connected. That's what it was about, cohesive and comprehensive, 4 days, but one thing, one spirit, you know, that whole passage is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all and in all and through all. That's what these 4 days felt like, that there's one person speaking, not six. There's one band leading. There's one community group going on. There's one breakout session happening. There's one prayer focus going on. There's one Do Something Now cause. There's one body in the room. There's one Lord in the room. And the whole thing is being knitted together and cobbled together and held together and breathed into existence by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is being lifted up because that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit, when He's around, you know it, because Jesus is high and exalted. And everyone's talking about Him. And when the Holy Spirit is there and doing His thing, people don't walk out the door talking about the Holy Spirit. They walk out the door talking about Jesus. And man, that's just the way it happened. And, you know, we got a short podcast today. I could tell you 100 stories from my little corner of Passion because, you know, I don't roll in there with, you know, two talks in the folder, and they got the little labels on them, and this is what I'm going to do the first talk, and this is what I'm going to do the last talk, and this is how the second session's going to go. We really come in, I do more like a painter, you know, we're not going to paint a boat, we think we're going to paint a forest, and it's going to require some green and some white and some brown and some black and some blue and some of this and some of this, and it's going to be about 30 by 40, and in our minds we sort of see kind of what it's going to look like. But all the paint, if this makes any sense at all, is kind of on the palette. You know, that little thing that the painter holds in his hand, and you got a brush in the other hand, and you kind of know you're going to paint a forest. So we knew we weren't at an auto parts convention. We knew we weren't at a, you know, dating seminar for 4 days. We knew we weren't at a, you know, a workshop on this, that, or the other. We knew we were at Passion. We knew Isaiah 26:8 was our root. We knew that was our foundation. We knew we wanted to inspire a generation to consider what matters most. We wanted to eliminate the desire for the things that don't matter in the end. We knew all that. We knew Jesus was the name. We knew the glory of God was the fuel of it. We knew all that. So we knew we wanted to paint a forest. Are you with me still? Is this crazy? I know we kind of jumped right in. We knew we wanted to paint a forest. And good painters, you know, will sketch the forest on the canvas. You might not can see it from 20 feet away, but they can see it from 2 feet away. And then they got their palette, and then they start to paint. But what I've always wondered, because I'm not a painter yet, but I always wondered, do they know they're going to start with the tree on the right or the tree on the left? Are they going to start with some background sky? Or are they going to start, what are they going to start with? And I feel like as we walk into Passion, we got the palette, we got the paint, we know we're going to paint a forest, but we don't know what's going to come first, second, third necessarily, or how it's all going to come together, or exactly what the forest is going to look like at the end of the day. And in my little corner of Passion down in my world, there were so many times where the Holy Spirit would say, hey, psst, by the way, here's how this connects to this and how this fits with that. And it would just be like unbelievable. I mean, I'll give you one example, and it's a dumb example unless you're kind of trying to lead people, and then it probably will make more, probably mean more to you. But I remember Jesse, if you were there, that's all you need to hear. 21-year-old university student from Beijing, China. Talked about her here on this podcast before. She was the girl, if you remember, from the BBC radio program that at the very end of it was interviewed, talk about Chosen Generation, and we were blown away. I was telling you all that when we were in Sao Paulo for Passion Sao Paulo, and how the song Chosen Generation had made it to Passion Hong Kong. This girl had come from Beijing with her group from Beijing to Hong Kong. Now she's being interviewed by BBC Radio about the future of the church in China, and her answer is, it's like the song we sang, we are a chosen generation, rise up, holy nation, that Jesse. Well, turns out, of course, she's at Passion 2011. I'm probably aware of this, but I have forgotten in the midst of all the things going through my brain. And so we get there, and somebody's like, oh, by the way, we go to this international reception, and guess what? Here's Sam, who's our friend from Guangzhou, who's always at Passion. We love her so much, and such a great part of this movement and a great part of what God's doing in China. And there's Sam, and oh, by the way, Jesse's here. Remember Jesse from the BBC radio thing? And I'm like, unreal. So Biscuit's there, and Sam's there, and Jesse's there, and it's pretty cool. It's just a pretty cool moment. And I still don't, you know, I still don't figure it all out, because it's China and you can't leave China and you can't get a visa and blah, 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 blah. But there's Jessie. And so I meet her. She's just exceptionally filled with power. Unbelievable. And I don't want to say a whole lot more about her and specifically identify her school and anything else about her, but I guess it's not hard for anybody that wants to find Jessie because she's on BBC. But she's a leader in her church. She told me that Thanksgiving they had a college event at her church, and hundreds of students came. And at the end of it, she said people were given a chance to give their lives to Jesus. And she said hundreds of students came and just laid on the altar to give their lives to Jesus. And she was leading worship at this event. And so came time for, you know, Passion to keep rolling on, and I'm thinking, I want to introduce Jesse to everybody, and we put this beautiful world tour video together. Just shout out to Andy Hutch in the UK for just doing a beautiful job with that, trying to capture 2 years in 17 cities, and I knew that night we were going to show that to kind of celebrate what God had done. I said, this is a great night for Jesse, and I don't know how to really transition from the video to Jesse, but I want to tell Jesse's story about the BBC, and then I want to introduce her and bring her up. And so all that's going through my mind. Are you still with me? And I haven't seen the video for a week or so since I saw the final, next to the final edit version. And I don't see it in, you know, sound check, because I'm not out there when they're testing it. So I can't remember exactly how it ends. But I do know Jesse's coming after. And I do know that there's going to be a good connection piece there. And We're standing on stage watching the video. The video is incredible. It's going to be on the digital All Access Pass. If you weren't there, if you got a hold of that, you'll get to see it in a few weeks. If you don't know what that's about, you should figure that out real quick. But anyway, so we're standing there, and I've got my back turned to this, you know, 16,000 people in Phillips, and I got 6,000 people across the street in World Congress Center, and we're all watching this video together. And I forget, of course, that the video ends, the very, very last bit of it, with Chosen Generation. I'm standing there looking at the video going, oh, yeah, the video ends with Chosen Generation. Of course it does, because Jesse's introduction is going to be Chosen Generation on the BBC broadcast. And it's just a coincidence, right? Or is it, you know, that we shoved off the shore and we cast all of ourselves into the hands of God, and we said, these are your days, and we could have 1,000 planning meetings, and we could program everything out, and you could say, Louis, just to be the devil's advocate here, by the way, who wants to be the devil's advocate? I mean, that's a phrase we need to get rid of. I mean, come up with another, just to say the other position. You know, nobody wants to be the devil's advocate. But if you want to play the devil's advocate right now, you say, well, here's an idea for you. Why didn't you watch the video one more time before the session? That's what a good leader would have done. And then you would have actually seen the video right before you walked out there. You'd have seen it ended with Chosen Generation. You would have said, wow, Chosen Generation, that's really cool. That's going to be our link and segue to Jesse's story about the BBC. So it's going to work good. And I know I could have done that, and I probably should have done that, and I'm sure you would have done that, but there's a lot rolling at Passion, and right in that moment, the Holy Spirit said, see, this is how this connects. This is how the girl that you weren't 100% sure was at Passion, who 2 days ago you didn't know was going to be standing on this stage with you right now, who's going to walk up on this stage right now, and she's going to walk up on this stage right now into the song that you want to talk about, because that's the song that's at the end of the video we put together. Guy like me doesn't stand there and go, man, that's really cool. I'm standing there just staring at Jesse Reeves and Tomlin, and I'm shaking my head like, wow, God is connecting the dots here. And that was just a tiny one. It was a tiny one. I got to tell you, Jesse came out, and I'd been standing down off stage worshiping with her for, you know, 20 minutes before that. Piper's whole clan's down there, and Jesse and Biscuit are down there, and Jesse's just going for it. She's just absolutely going for it. She knows every syllable. She's must be a great worship leader, just watching her worship. She's dancing. She is shouting. She is just so going for it. And I'm like, oh, man, I got confidence bringing her up. But the second she stepped foot on that stage, there was such an authority on her life. And it really caught, it didn't catch me completely off guard, but it knocked me back a step. And I don't know how to say this if you're a collegiate listener to this, but so many university students in America are so middle ground. You know, they're so programmatic. I go to Bible study on Tuesday night, and I go to whatever on Thursday night. I'm in my thing on Sunday, and blah, 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 blah. But it was rare for me to just be straight up honest, to walk up to a university student in America and have them open their mouth, and for me to take 2 steps back and go, oh my gosh, what is on your life? What is on your life? But if you're leading a university ministry in China, and you're a 21-year-old pioneer of the faith of Jesus in a place like that, and you've sold everything out. I mean, you mentally have cashed it all in. You mentally have said, you know what? This country exalts everything except Jesus. And this country exalts all kinds of people except the people that follow Jesus. And the way that you get ahead and advance and get to the top in my world is not by following Jesus, but I'm going to follow Jesus. And I'm going to lead my generation to do that, and I'm going to speak up for truth. And if you stick me on BBC radio and you ask me about the future of the church in China, I'm going to just tell you straight up to your face, we are a chosen generation. Rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. And as soon as she stepped on that stage, I could feel it, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I shared a little bit of her story. I had her say hello and share a little bit, and then I was going to have us pray for her and pray for China. But as soon as she stepped on there, I knew right then and there, she doesn't need to be prayed for. She doesn't need a bunch of American Christians, a bunch of American Jesus followers praying for her. And that's not a knock on me or you or anybody else. There are a bunch of us in that room that care deeply about Jesus and deeply about China. And I know she wants us all praying for her. You understand what I'm saying. But I knew right then and there, she doesn't need 22,000 American Jesus followers praying for her. 22,000 American Jesus followers need Jesse praying for them. And I said, Jesse, will you just pray for us? And I hadn't asked her that ahead of time, back to plan A earlier. I hadn't planned that. I didn't know that's what was going to go down. I hadn't said, hey, maybe giving you a heads up. I might want you to pray. I just looked at her and said, I think you need to pray for us. And she said, is it okay if I pray Chinese? And I was like, go for it. So I haven't gotten the prayer translated yet, and we cut it out of the live stream. So if you were watching the feed, you didn't see that prayer. And Jesse's part of a government church in China, so all that's straight up and above board, and it's all totally cool. But we just felt like it was in everybody's best interest not to put that in the feed. And so that's not around anymore. But I do want to go back and grab it. And I want to get Jesse or somebody to translate it for us so that on a future podcast I can read what she prayed over us. But I'll tell you this, it was forceful, man. It was a tsunami of faith. And it just came like a tidal wave. And if you were in either GWCC or Phillips and you're listening to my voice right now, you can just raise your hand and say, I've seen several people's tweets and emails, and people have told me to my face, that was the most powerful moment of these incredibly powerful 4 days for me. It was the moment that Jesse prayed. And I don't even know what she prayed because I don't speak Chinese. I don't know what dialect of Mandarin she was speaking, but I don't speak that. But it was forceful and powerful, and it was coming out, spirit birthed. And I just am like, man, come on. So Jesse, thank you for that, wherever you are. And our prayers are with you today, and wherever you are right now, I just want you to pray for her, for her pastor, for her church, for Sam down in Guangzhou, for we talked on the video, I just talked a little bit about Isaac, who was at Passion Hong Kong and is now this golf course and outside of Shanghai. So, you know, there's these lights, and they're not the only three lights in China. There's 3 million lights. There's 30 million lights in China. That place is blowing up. People like Jesse, man, come on. We don't need to be too worried about Beijing, China. We need to be worried about Birmingham, Alabama. Because Beijing's coming on strong. You got some 21-year-olds like Jesse who are filled up with the power of the Spirit. So amazing, amazing, amazing. She got to share also at Passion City Church 2 Sunday nights ago. And I was in the middle of doing chapel for my friends at Auburn football team and out in Phoenix. And so I wasn't able to be there, but the same thing happened again. She just dropped an atom bomb of Jesus and the Spirit on us. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the Holy Spirit is in it, and he's in the details. He was in all of that. And I could tell you another story and another story and another one 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 about how moments like that happened for me. I'm not talking about for you. I'm talking about for me. I'm not talking about our volunteers, our team, our staff. They've got their own stories. And they're amazing stories. I'm just telling you that God's Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit of God was there. And it was powerful and awesome and humbling and amazing and awe-inspiring and enough to leave you speechless at times and incredibly beautiful. And I can't wait for you guys to hear the music that's finished. I'm going to take a little break because I just need to sit down for a second and just take a deep breath. But I'm going to go back to our earlier podcast before Passion 2011 when you were hearing some of the new music for the first time. And I'm so excited for you guys that got to hear the podcast, then came to Passion, heard the song in real life, and were like, you got to be kidding me. That's the song I've been, you know, backing up and backing up and backing up on my podcast and listened to over and over and over again. And now it's blowing up in here. And God, so incredible. Just a huge shout out to the worship leaders and what they brought to these days. Incredible stuff. But not too far in the future, the new album is called Passion Here For You, named after the song we're going to play a little clip of. And this is not live from Passion 2011. We're working on that music right now. This is back demo world. Christian, Matt, and Daniel coming to you from the studio a few days before Passion, but nonetheless, it's the spirit of what we were hoping for. And that one little line, let your word move in power, and what's dead come to life. We are here for you. And that's what we saw, and that's even what I'm praying today and have been praying that, speaking that over church Sunday night at Passion City Church. Let your word, God, the word of God, move in power. And let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. So here's just a little taste of that from our demo time coming around, and I'll be right back with you guys in just a minute on the Passion Podcast.
Let our praise be your welcome. Let our song be a sign, we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven, fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall.
Man, I can't wait for you guys to hear that in real life. And the album, I think it comes out on March the 8th, which if you're listening to this right away, still feels like it's a long ways away. If you've just grabbed onto this a couple of weeks into it, then maybe you just got a month or so to go, but maybe you're listening to it and Passion Here For You is already out. But it's going to be incredible. I mean, the songs like Fountains, you know, what an incredible thing to be able to sing that together. All My Fountains Are in You, Waiting Here For You, Holy Spirit Fall. What was the other song? It was so amazing. We sang it at church Sunday night, and I don't know all the titles of all these, even if they're like official yet, but the whole thing about, oh man, I need you, how I need you. Oh my goodness, what an incredible thing to be able to say together. And then just on and on and on. It's going to be a beautiful project, and I just want to give a couple of words of thanks and encouragement. Our team, just the best ever. And I wish I could spend a whole podcast recapping Beth Moore's talk on the mind and the capacity of our minds, the potential of that. Francis, just such a beautiful offering that night, that just simple picture that stayed with all of us and will forever. Is my life worthy of the gospel when I put my life in the scales next to the gospel of Jesus? And does my life measure up to that? Andy coming with, I mean, good gracious. I mean, what, you know, such a defining message. Trading your future you know, for a bowl of stew and talking about Esau and just really rocking the house with that statement. The scripture could have read, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Esau. The lineage of Jesus could have read, and from Abraham and on down Isaac and then Esau. But no, it reads Jacob. Great for Jacob, but really lousy for Esau, who made one choice on one day with short-sighted appetite and gave away his birthright and the opportunity for everything that God had given him. I can't wait for you to hear that talk if you weren't there. Piper coming in with a restatement of his message from Passion 97, just really coming back around the message he gave 14 years ago at Passion and actually amplifying and clarifying some of that in a really powerful and beautiful way, and asking the question, what's at the bottom of your joy? What's down underneath your joy? And just walking us through that thing. So you want to get an A on your test. Why does that make you happy? Well, because it gets my GPA up. Why does that make you happy? Because I want to get in grad school. Why does that make you happy? Because I want to get XYZ job. Well, why does that make you happy? Because I want to have such and such a future. Well, why does that make you happy? What at the end of the day is at the bottom of your joy? And man, I just, the line, you know, just, I just keep thinking about it, that you and I, God loves us so much that he won't let you and me be at the bottom of our joy. Because if you and I are at the bottom of our joy, at the end of the day, we get us. And frankly, we're not enough to provide the kind of long-term satisfaction that every one of us was created for. And man, such a beautiful, powerful talk, and just amazing, amazing, amazing. The worship team, I mentioned them, our community group leaders, every one of these guys, just unreal. The guys leading the breakouts, just phenomenal stuff coming down. Special guests like Gunger, 10th Ave, and Lecrae coming in there and just absolutely bringing the lift to Passion 2011. Comes out, if you don't know what happened, you know, we're doing this opening thing, and there's this really cool video has happened, and our God strings start, and we got live string players on stage in both venues, and that's totally cool, and I wish I could tell you some of that amazing story. Just really awesome for us having those guys there and girls. And so our God rolls, the place is blowing up. It's the first time we've all sang this song since Passion 2010, or you guys heard it at your church, and maybe you missed Passion 2010, but you're right. Hey, we're back, we're in one room, we're in one place, we're making this confession together. Our God is greater, stronger, and it's just going off, you know, full throttle band. There's an amazing choir going off in both venues. There's the strings are happening, and it's just full. It can't get any bigger. But we know the whole time that no one else knows that Lecrae is in the wings and he is coming to drop something right in the middle of our God. And so I'm just so waiting, 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 waiting. And so far it's like, this is great, this is great, this is amazing, this is amazing. Look around, everyone, this is amazing. There are 22,000 people singing their guts out right now. This is awesome and amazing. But then here comes Lecrae, and there's this like nanosecond of brain cramp that happens. And people are like, what is going on? And that only lasts for, I mean, like the smallest fraction of a second. And then there is an eruption that happens that is just crazy. And right then and there, you knew. This is not my mother's passion. This is a whole different thing. This is a whole new day. It's a whole new era. And man, was it ever. And a little piece he did with Crowder was so cool. And his late night was just unbelievable. So just incredible stuff all the way around. A couple things I just want to share with you. We got a ton of these, but I know you'll be encouraged by these. This one is from a young lady, and she says, I've been at every Passion since 2005, and I'm so sad to miss it this year, but I'm here in Cambodia right now as a missionary, so I'm glad I could miss it for the glory of the Lord. So that's what it's all about, and if somebody's not there, that's what you want to hear. She goes on to say, trying to tune in to the live feed from my very slow internet connection. It is indeed slow, but it's coming along. So excited for how God is making his name famous around the world. So I just want you to know, Em, that we're praying for you right now in Cambodia. And just so excited that you got to be a part of this thing. I know a lot of you guys did, and I didn't really catch the final numbers, but I think it was around 50 nations logged into us on the live stream of Passion 2011, and tens of thousands of people, way more people than were actually in the building, were a part of it online, and some of them were from crazy places like Cambodia and other places that really blow your mind. So it's cool to know you're with us. Another one, this is from Laurel, and I love it. She said, I had the privilege of attending Passion 2011 this past week. God has worked so much in my life through the conference, and I just have returned home. I'd like to ask for your prayers, as I've been praying for you and your team, Louie. I know you said you don't care where we go. This is the last talk. As long as we're carrying Jesus' name. Then you said you actually would like to know where we go. So I want to let you know I'll be leaving in 1 week to carry the name of Jesus to the people of Kosovo. Right now I'm nervous and scared, but I know God will guide me through it all. It's because of Passion 2011 that my heart is in the right place to share Christ with the world. And she goes on to say God's message presented through, and she names a bunch of the people, made me take a deeper look at what kind of life I've been leading. After the third day, I was definitely questioning where my allegiance had lied in the past. Now I don't question it at all. I know that Jesus is at my core. He is all that I want and all that I need. All the glory belongs to Him alone. And so, Laurel, I don't know if you're still in Kosovo, but it's a 397 people on the Passion podcast right now, and they're all praying for you in Kosovo and excited about what's going on with you and what God is doing in your life. One more. Hey, Passionites, I just wanted to send a quick thank you for all that you've done and all the ways that you have served to make Passion happen. I know that what drives you is not the event, but how capital G, so you know this is coming from a restricted place, shows up and puts us all on our faces worshiping Him. I was just at Passion Atlanta, and wow, was it a blessing for me. I work and live in Kabul, Afghanistan, and couldn't have been more thankful to see, and you don't know who this is, so I can just read it, to see the Lord move and encourage me and thousands of others. I left the last day a bit early because I had to head back, but what God did in me and how He spoke helped me get back on the plane to come to Afghanistan. I was so touched that God led Passion to raise money for this country and to invest in the people here. It broke my heart and encouraged me very much. And so how cool is that? I mean, that's from another young lady. So let's hear it for the young ladies that are in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Cambodia. And I know a lot of you guys are out there as well. You know, I'm just teasing you. But here's a young lady who's at Passion, and the cool thing is that we're, you know, part of our Do Something Now initiative is to help provide these small business loans for people in Afghanistan, a place where everybody's given up on right now, and it's really pretty cool for her to see that. One more quick story, then I'll share something awesome with you, and we'll wrap this thing up. But this is from a volunteer. It comes in three stages. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Number one, here's my stories. And I'll just summarize that to say a friend of hers invited her to serve as a volunteer. She wasn't sure. Finally, she said, okay. She didn't even know what was going on. She wasn't that thrilled about it. She got her assignment on the registration team. She decided to come on. She came, not expecting much. But then she says, but the presence of the Lord was at work, and He got a hold of me and shook my world. And then she says toward the end, I've already signed up to be a volunteer for Passion Fort Worth. So that's amazing. And thank you for coming and serving with our team. And to every one of you door holder, t-shirt wearing, amazing, phenomenal people, 1,000+ of you that helped us make this event happen for this generation of students. What a privilege to serve with you and to walk alongside you in these days. And this is one of you. Second number in her story. Sunday, she was in the CNN Center with a bunch of Falcons fans. You know, they had the football game across the street, same day we were going on Sunday. Standing in line, a guy came up behind her and stole her purse off her shoulder and took off running. In no time, two Falcons fans jumped and tackled him to the floor, tossed my purse back to me. The cops were there before I could blink. The officer asked me if I wanted to press charges. In order to do so, I would have to leave the food line and fill out a report. And I would have had to miss my 11 o'clock team meeting. So I told the officer that I was there to serve the Lord by serving the college students at the Passion Conference, that I didn't want to let Satan interfere with my service to the Lord. So I declined to press charges because I would have been late to my team meeting. The officer was impressed by my decision and said that we needed more people to focus on the Lord's work. So that's amazing, but that's only number two. Number three, Monday night during the main session, I decided to go have a sit-down meal and some alone time. I went to Taco Mac for my meal. These volunteers, a lot of you don't have a comprehension of this, but they don't hardly even get in the main sessions. They don't see the late night concerts. They don't experience what you experience. They're just working behind the scenes day and night, early morning, late night, all the time, sacrificing. Some of them come and work 4, 5, 6 days at Passion and never set foot in a main session the whole time they're there. They are literally door holders for you. And it's Monday night, and she's just trying to grab a proper meal. So she goes to the Taco Mac, sits down. There were about 30 other door holder shirts in Taco Mac. I sat at a table alone, ordered my meal. The wait staff returned and asked if she could ask me a question. And I said, sure. And she asked, what's going on in Atlanta with all these college-age students? Normally, here at a sports bar, we have drunk, cussing, fighting, demanding, rude people that never tip. These students are nice, respectable. Not one punch has been thrown. So let's, hallelujah, man. That's the new Passion t-shirt. Passion 2011, not one punch was thrown. That's pretty awesome. Oh, man, I love it. Not one punch was thrown. Nobody is ordering beer. And they all tip. What is up? I answered, well, parentheses, the Lord spoke through my mouth, that someone is living inside each one of them, and that person is living in me. Do you have him living in you? She said, what are you talking about? I said, go take a break and come back and have a seat, and I'll tell you all about him. This convo continued for 2 hours. In the end, she prayed to ask Jesus to be the Lord of her life. I reached in my bag and blindly pulled out a Passion 2010 DVD and said, go home and watch this. I work just a block away. I'll be back next week to answer any question you might have. So how cool is that? She says, now, I must admit that when it was all over, I realized I'd given away the DVD I had really wanted. That night, I was packing my suitcase in order to check out the next morning, and as I was placing the DVD in the suitcase, I realized I'd mistakenly bought 2 copies of that DVD because 1 copy was in a bundle that I bought. God is so good. I can't wait to meet my new sister in Christ next week to see what the Lord has shown her. Come on, man. That is what it's all about. Taco Mac server going, what is up with all of these college students in town? This is another deal going on here. Yeah. And here she comes. And this is even before the last session. Talk about carrying the name of Jesus. Here it comes. She says, yeah, his name is Jesus, and I want to tell you all about him. So there's a server at Taco Mac next door to Phillips Arena who is following Jesus and found life in Jesus tonight because of a door holder at Passion 2011, and I just think that's worth a shout. So right on to God. Oh, that's just beautiful. So another little taste of Passion 2011. This is Set Free. And I have heard the final mix of this. It's going on the new album. It's the first song we got through mixing, and it sounds fantastic. What a great moment to be able to sing it together. Here's just a little bit of the demo version from a couple of weeks ago. I know it's a teaser and it's terrible, but it's something. And after a minute, I'll be back. I want to share with you something that's going to absolutely, if you haven't heard this already from Passion 2011 and you don't know about Do Something Now, you need to sit down for the next section because it's absolutely crazy. And I'll be back with you guys in just a minute.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy, whole like never before. You came for us. You are our freedom, love, love, unshakable love. We shall overcome. We will never give up. We lift a shout. We lift a shout. Everyone singing, come on, come on. Got a new song, come on, come on now. A song of liberty, let the world hear heaven's melody. This is the shout of the heart you set free. Come on, come on now. We got a new song. Come on, come on now. A song of liberty. Let the world hear heaven's limit. This is the shout of the heart you set free. Come on, come on now. We got a new song. Come on, come on now. A song of liberty. Let the world hear heaven's melody. This is the shout of the heart you set free.
You guys know that the whole heart of Passion has been to wed worship and justice, to try to communicate this idea that worship and justice are two sides of the same coin. God doesn't just want songs. God wants action. He wants us to go to the poor, the broken, to the last and the least of these, and to lift them up in His name. So you heard all about it on the podcast. I doubt seriously this is your first Passion podcast, so you know our goals. You know the whole drill. You know what we were trying to do. You know we had 11 partners or 10 partners, towels and socks for Atlanta, and then we had these other global partners. Our goals, $470,000 in 4 days from 22,000 college students, and I'm just going to tell you what happened. Are you ready? Okay, I hope you're sitting down for this. For the homeless of Atlanta, the shelters of Atlanta, towels and socks, given at Passion 2011, 18,400 towels and 88,000 pairs of socks. Did you get that? 18,400 bath towels and 88,000 pairs of socks are right now in the hands of people who are serving the homeless in our city. A friend of mine works down at one of the missions and was there this morning and said you just should have heard people talking about what an incredible joy that was, especially the last few days when it was frigid, icy conditions here in Atlanta. Clean water, our goal was to build 15 wells in villages in India. $75,000 is what we were trying to raise with our partners to build 15 wells for villages in India. $75,000. I'm here to tell you that we are building 24 wells in villages in India, not 15. The students absolutely blew that out of the park. Microfinance, small business loans for 200 people in Afghanistan, 200 Afghan entrepreneurs, totaling $40,000 was our goal. Did you hear that? 200 small business loans of $200 each for 40 grand. The students and volunteers and leaders of Passion 2011 gave 387 small business loans for Afghan entrepreneurs. Not 200, but 387 loans. Bibles, 20,000 New Testaments were going to the unreached of Colombia at a cost of $20,000. That's every student and every community group had a shot at doing that, which we did pretty fast. But not only did we do that, but on top of that, more was given at the end of the day, 31,554 New Testaments on their way through Bibles Unbound to the unreached of Colombia. These people are, you can go figure out how hard it is to reach those folks in Colombia, but it's very, very difficult. These New Testaments are going to get some of them dropped out of helicopters to them. It's going to be awesome. Not 20,000 of them, $31,554 worth of them. We're going to feed children. Our goal was to feed 1,000 at-risk children in South Africa for a year. 1,000 kids for a year, South Africa, at a cost of $50,000, I think it was. Yeah, 50 grand to feed 1,000 children for 1 year in South Africa. Students gave so generously, we are not feeding 1,000 students in South Africa for 1 year. We're feeding 2,225 children in South Africa for 1 year. Homes with our partner in Haiti, building 15 homes, which are some of the homes that we saw when we were down in La Ferone, outside of Port-au-Prince when we were there a few months ago. And our goal was to build 15 homes at a cost of $54,000. Money was given and prayers given and lives offered up by these students, not to build 15 homes, not 20 homes, not 25, not 30, not 35, but 39 homes built for families in La Ferone and Haiti. Come on, man. If you're not shouting by now, I don't know what's going on. I don't care where you are, man. You got to get a hand up for that. That is absolutely awesome. That's incredible. We're just halfway through. There was a compassion market, which is hard to quantify, but amazing things were done there. Pigs given, chickens bought, other kinds of amazing things. But part of that was sponsoring children, which is a big commitment. You understand that. It's money every month for many, many years' time. Our goal is to sponsor 150 children with Compassion International. At a cost of $100,000 to sponsor 150 kids and provide family essentials. 100 grand was our goal. We did not sponsor 150 children with Compassion International, nor 200, nor 250, nor 300, nor 350, nor 400. 442 children were sponsored at Passion 2011. All right, man. human trafficking, partners at the Sutisani Project in Bolivia. To provide a restoration and a future for 10 girls trapped in sex slavery at a cost of $36,000. And that's comprehensive life training skills, a job, a place to live, health care. It's not just grabbing them out of human trafficking, but it's putting them in a viable future. 10 girls' lives can be changed in Sutisani Project for $36,000, but 10 girls are not going to have their lives changed because of Passion 2011 or 15 or 20, but 22 girls are going to be rescued and restored in Bolivia. Surgeries for children, 50 hydrocephalus, life-saving surgeries for kids in Uganda who's more than likely were going to get accidentally dropped in a river because the parents and the families didn't want to deal with their situation. But 50 of those kids could be rescued with a $1,000 surgery that can easily be performed by Cure International. So 50 grand for 50 surgeries. Money was given by the students of Patch in 2011 not to do 50 surgeries, not to do 100 surgeries, but to do 141 hydrocephalus surgeries. $141,000 given at Patch in 2011. Come on. Woo. Yeah. Rescuing women. $45,000 to fund 10 rescue operations in the Philippines. And these operations typically, on average, will affect the freedom of 15 women. And these are like sting operations where people bust through the door, authorities rush in, women are grabbed, and they're taken to a safe house and provided an opportunity for a new future. We wanted to fund 10 of those operations, so that would impact 150 young women's lives for $45,000. Money was given instead to fund almost triple that, 29 rescue operations. Funds were given for that with our partner at IJM. And then, not planned, we had Ernst and Teresa Leo there, our friends we've adopted from Haiti, now living in North Miami. And got to introduce them to everyone at Passion and just said, you know what, we got all you guys sitting here. Teresa is only 8 years old, but be cool if we just started a college fund for her, if everybody could just chip in a little bit. This is the whole power of together. We're a force for good. And so on the spot, in cash, already now being set up into a college fund for Teresa, $21,106. In the college fund right now for little 8-year-old Teresa. So that's pretty awesome. That's not part of our $470,000 goal, which we did have. And not only did we not raise the $470,000 in our goal, just hold on to this. This is given, okay? This is not pledges. This is not IOUs. This is not, I'm going to go home and raise money. This is money that was given at the event. Just so you'll know, there was an on-site auditor who was auditing that whole process so that you guys can feel comfortable and know, not that you wouldn't anyway, that all the money that was given was designated and transferred and passed on to the people that you intended for it to go to. At the end of the day, after 4 days, $1,167,249.24 was given for the causes of Passion 2011. So thank you, Lord, for letting us be a part of that. Thank you, God, for letting us invest our resources in the stuff that matters most. And thank you, Jesus, for inviting us into what you're doing around the world. It's not all about money. I wish you could have seen the hundreds and thousands of notes that were written to children, to the families of children that are going to have these surgeries, to the women that are going to be rescued at Sutisani, to the families that are going to move into these homes. There was tears shed in this place, people. It wasn't just dollars dropped in a bucket. There were tears shed, hearts changed, prayers were offered. People were face down in the little prayer room at in Do Something Now area. And it's people stepping up to say, you know, we're not trying to, as Piper said, drop a nickel into somebody else's dreams. We're actually coming up with the cash we have on hand to affect what Jesus is doing in the lives of people everywhere. Here's the coolest part of this. Last year, we were extraordinarily, amazingly blessed to have a couple at Passion 2010 that dropped a $660,000 check on top of the $660,000 the students had given. We didn't have anybody do that this year. And I think the students were determined that they were going to give $1 million all by themselves. The largest gift, $1,167,249 and 24 cents. You know what the largest gift was? You're thinking, well, I know somebody gave 100 grand. Somebody gave 200 grand. Somebody must have kicked in a couple 50 grands in there, right? Largest gift, $11,000. Second largest gift, 10 grand. Third largest gift, 9,000 something. Everything else, it's just everybody. Average gift, 50 something dollars, 52 bucks. 52 bucks. 52 bucks. Average. You're thinking, man, college student, I know we're poor, but, you know, I mean, come on, you know, I can do 52 bucks. I mean, a concert ticket's 52 bucks. I can do that. 52 bucks. $1.167 million, and all these lives changed. I mean, all these lives changed. 24 wells and villages, 300 and some odd loans. Women's lives changed forever. Do Something Now. So if you don't know about it, you need to find out about it. All you got to do is just head your browser over to dosomethingnow.com. Depending on what date it is when you're listening to this podcast, you'll either see a fully open website or a holding page for our launch on February 15th. And I want to invite all of you Passion Podcast listeners to come on board with us. We're going to have some new causes there, and we're going to need your participation. We're going to need your grassroots momentum. We're going to need your friends, your sweet mates, your sorority sisters, your teammates, your classmates, your neighbors, your family. We're going to need everybody to come on board and do their part. They're 52 bucks worth, or they're 15 bucks worth, because when all of us do that, man, mountains move. Mountains move. And I think this amount, I don't know for sure, but I think it put us almost close to $4 million or $5 million. I can't remember the number right this second. I should know that. Given since we started Do Something Now at Passion 2007 through Do Something Now events and 1millioncan.com, which is becoming on February 15th, dosomethingnow.com, millions of dollars from college students, all to make Jesus famous. And at the end of the day, I walked away from Passion determined that 2011 for me, I'm going to carry the name of Jesus. I'm not going to talk about being a Christian. I am a Christian. That means I'm a little follower of Jesus. I'm a little Christ-like one, and that's fantastic. But you don't find that word on hardly any pages of Scripture. I am a Christ follower. I am a believer in Jesus. I am a follower of the way. I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And like Paul said in Acts 9, I have been appointed to carry the name, to carry the name, not to carry theology, not to carry passion, not to carry a conference, not to carry Christianity, but to carry the name. And I know theology is important. Please hear me. I mean, come on. You got a load of theology at Passion 2011. But theology is the underpinning of the faith that is in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's the name of Jesus that the world must hear. And I'm just committed this year to talking about him, not just talking about his church, not just talking about styles of church, not just sitting around with my friends and philosophizing about missional community and about this and about that and about that conference and about church planning this and about the latest book about that and about whoever our little Christian celebrities are, that's all we want to talk about, or for crying out loud, certainly not being a mule for all the names of this culture that are counting on us to carry their name well this year. But I've been appointed and you've been appointed. We've been set in motion by God to carry the name, to carry the name, to carry Jesus. Not in some goofy, offbeat, offensive, annoying, way, but to carry the essence of grace and truth and forgiveness and acceptance and mercy and judgment. I mean, to carry all of it, but to carry the truth in love, to carry Jesus in our bodies into every place we go. And our mission, Fort Worth's coming up, 2 seconds about that. It's a third full right now. It's smaller than Passion 2012. We've been telling you that. It's like 9,000 people, because that's all we can fit into this venue. So if you're coming to Fort Worth, you need to come on and get on board with that. The price goes up, I think, on February 1st. I might have that right. But it's already a third plus full, and people are registering every second while I'm talking today. And so that's coming on. But back in Atlanta next year, no dual venues, no GWCC and Phillips, all of us together. We're going to try to put a big curtain down across the middle of the Georgia Dome, split that thing in half, pull all of us together. There's no Fort Worth next year in 2012, just Atlanta in the Dome, all of us in one space together. And here's the thing. It'd be awesome if we're in there. It'd be awesome if we jam-packed half that building. It'd be awesome if, to see the sight of that. But the cool thing would be not just to have people sign up for a conference again, but to have people actually carry the name of Jesus this year in such a way that their friends figure out what life is all about in Him, and their friends walk alongside them to Passion 2012 in the Dome and say, last year, not only had I not ever heard of Passion, which had no eternal bearing on my life, last year I hadn't heard of Jesus, and that had all the eternal bearing on my life. And I have heard of Jesus, and I'm in line with the girl who's serving at the Taco Mac. I have Jesus in my life, and I want to walk with my friend who shared Christ with me into this dome and to look around this place and to see my generation lifting up the name of Jesus. We love you guys so much. Praying for you like crazy. Please keep praying for us. A lot of stuff coming down the pipe. Just visit 268store.com. You can get that digital all-access pass I mentioned to you, maybe just for a limited time. It might not even be available anymore. I should know these things before I get on the air, but I think it's still available. $25. It's every main session talk in video, a couple bonus songs, all the little video pieces we showed at Passion, a little photo thing dropped already, a little glimpse video toward the end, and the whole Passion 2011 album, Passion Here For You, and a physical copy mailed to you for $25. That's what you get. You register, you sign up your card online, and I think every Tuesday and Thursday, something like that, between now and March 8th, something drops into your email, and you get a little treat from Passion, and you get to enjoy it all the way along. So check that out, 268store.com, for a real limited time. If you're coming to Fort Worth, 268generation.com. Just click on Fort Worth and come along with us. It's going to be an amazing ride. And that's it. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. I have no words and no way, no capacity today to tell you thank you for the kindness that you've shown us. We can plan events and we can do our best, but only you can come and bring the light and the love and the power of the resurrection into our midst. And so thank you for doing that. And we love you, and we just want to say, who cares about the Passion Podcast, and who cares about our names, and who cares about the names of all the people we've talked about all day today? What we care about is your name. Your name is the name above every name, and we love you, just praising you, thanking you. Amen. Have a fantastic day wherever you are. Give some praise to God. He loves you. He's for you. He's right there with you right now. and the miracles, even like this do something now craziness, that can happen where you are right now. Same God, same place, same time. He's there with you. So we'll see you soon on the Passion Podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.